The name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today I want to speak with you about a very nice word given in the readings of the Lent, which call, Your Father Knows. If you study the reading of the first Sunday in the Lent, the Church focused on the meaning of the Fatherhood of God. And Your Father Knows is really a very peacemaking meaning, because if you believe that your Father knows exactly what's happening and what are you feeling and what are the problems, what are the complications, what are the circumstances, you will feel very peaceful. It was given in Matthew chapter 6, for after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. So whatever you need are very known by God the Father. But we need to seek and to focus on the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness, and to just rely on our Father, on everything around us. So let me revive the idea that in these good days of the Lent, we want to enjoy the love of our Father, to enjoy the meaning that we have a Father in heaven. And He is the Almighty Father, and He's doing the best for His children. So that the meaning will take us all out of the anxiety, of depression, of the panic attacks happening everywhere. And also, while we pray, we always say, Our Father who art in heaven. So, Our Father, for thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory forever. So these simple meanings will help us to overcome our negative thoughts and our bad feelings. Again, we are all invited to live this life of the kings, children of God. God is the King of all kings. So we, His children, are like the princess and princes in His kingdom. So let's live this holy life to be exactly like our Father. It was given in Matthew chapter 6, according to the words of the Lord Himself, Your Father knows your needs, all needs. So, exactly, you know, nowadays you need peace. Yes, your Father knows very well that you need so much the peace of God. Your Heavenly Father knows that you need love. He is offering His love. You need food and water. He is offering food and water. You need to be saved. He is offering the salvation. You need people, kind people to care for you. He will offer these kind people in times of need. So He knows all the needs you need. When you understand this, you will feel the peace of God. When we study the stories mentioned in this Lent, the story of the prodigal son. This son needed so much the bosom of his father. And the older son needed so much the confrontation, the blaming of his father. The Samaritan woman needed so much the respect. One who listens carefully to whatever she says. And the one was crippled for 38 years. He needed someone to care for him, to listen to his complaint, and to give him the power of life again, or to be healthy again. And for the born blind man, he needed so much someone to defend his attitude, being he had done nothing wrong before his birth. And he is not to be blamed because he was born blind. So Christ defended him and also cured him. For Zacchaeus, You know, God knows so much the need of the guys. You know, he needed the respect, the care. He needed for the famous rabbi, our Lord Jesus Christ, to enter his house. So Christ knows very much the needs of people. So our Father who art in heaven, please, you know our needs, and help us and cover all our needs. You know, your Father knows your weakness. That's a very important point, because sometimes when we pray, we think like we are not worthy to ask God for anything, for forgiveness or for help. We are bad people. We are full of sins. But let me tell you, your Father in heaven knows very much the weaknesses of people and the weaknesses of his children. And he is not, you know, against you because of your weaknesses. He loves you. Any father loves his child because his child is helpless. He is still young, so he is weak. But his father will offer more strength, more power because he is weak. He will not hate him because of his weakness. So whatever you have done in your life, out of your weaknesses, please accept yourself, because God the Father knows your weaknesses. And he is with you, not against you. And his promise is to work through the weak people. He is choosing all with the weak people to work through them and to show his glory inside them. So it's your chance now to enjoy working with God. God will choose you not because you are strong, but because you are weak. So let me tell you, your need for power is there, but not the power of man. You will be given the power of God, and you will enjoy this strength of God working with your weaknesses. Also, let me remind you that your Father in heaven knows so much the burden you carry, the anxious feeling you have, the depressed feeling you have, the failures in your life. He knows so much the negative feelings, because he suffered, he cried, he was persecuted, he was rejected by people. So whatever you suffered of, he can feel you. He knows exactly what you feel. Maybe no one on earth can feel you like God, and no one can know the exact pain in your heart like God. And it was written about the Lord Jesus Christ that he is a man of sorrows, because he suffered so much. So he experienced all the sufferings of people. Also, St. Paul mentioned this in one of his epistles, that no one stood beside me, but the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, because he felt the need. He felt that Paul at that time needed people, and no one stood beside him. So he felt the existence of God and the blessing of his presence. So you have a need for someone to feel how much burden you carry. And that's exactly what God offers. Again, you know, God the Father knows so much the fluctuations in our life, in our mood. We are having like ups and downs. Sometimes we pray good, some other times we stop praying, and some other times we fail to pray from our heart. We read the Bible and we take promises, and other times we are like a freezer. We cannot, you know, feel any word in the Bible. So God knows that because of your weaknesses, you go ups and downs. And that's very usual for human beings. Even his disciples could not keep their faith up in their times of persecution. Sometimes they doubted Christ. Sometimes they felt like rejected or forgotten. But again, let me tell you, God knows exactly these fluctuating emotions and fluctuating ideas. Was written in the book of John. When he was in Jerusalem at the Passover during the feast, many believed in his name when they saw the signs which he did. But Jesus did not commit himself to them. because he knew all men and had no need that anyone should testify of man, for he knew what was in man. Though he chose his disciples and he accepted their love and he led them to follow him, and he did not blame them much, although he knew with the last day, with the day of crucifixion, all of them will doubt him. So we can pray saying, God, do you believe me when I promise you? Because I cannot promise you anymore. I promised you so much, but I proved to be a big failure. I couldn't fulfill my promise. But please accept my promise, because I wish to be good. I wish to do my promises. Lord, do you still accept me when I do not keep your commandment? I do not keep my love. I do not keep my faith. I do not keep my hope. Please accept me in these times of downs, in these times of failures. Also, the Heavenly Father knows so much the circumstances around. He is inside the storm. He is with us all the time. Sometimes we believe like he is sleeping. He does not feel our feelings. No, Habibi, it's not the truth. Let me tell you, he inside the storm, he feels all the feelings, but he will interfere in his best time, as he used to do. His wisdom is much higher than our calculations. So we need to surrender. We need to believe him. He is the good Father. You know, in one of the prayers of the Old Testament, one of the very righteous men, righteous king, he prayed this nice praying, saying, O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power against this great multitude, this great problem. We have no power that is coming against us, nor do we know what to do. So we don't have power, and we do not have any knowledge, any wisdom. We have nothing, but our eyes are upon you. So let it be. Our eyes should be upon our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Please save us. Interfere. Do your good deeds as you used to do with us. Again, let me tell you, your Father in heaven knows so much your your labor, your struggle. You are trying to be good. You are trying to pray. You are trying to fast. You are trying to worship God. You are trying to stop your mind. All your trials are accepted by God, because he knows your weakness and he loves you. So all your struggles are very much appreciated by God. Don't look back at yourself because you could not do the best you should do. But God will accept whatever you do. That's why in the book of Revelation chapter 2 and chapter 3, it was mentioned many, many times, I know your works, which was very positive to the bishops of the seven churches at that time. I know your trials. I know your struggle. Let me tell you, I know all your trials. Also in the book of Malachi, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Your labor is not in vain in the Lord. That's the message given in the first letter of Colossians. And you can find the same in the book of Malachi chapter 3. Also, God knows those who are his. You are his child. You are his daughter. So although you are not very good, but he's still his child. So he knows you very well. Because many people are not his people, are not his children. They rejected him. They do not believe in him. They do not have a Father in heaven. They ignore the truth. So they live this life helpless, hopeless. But we are never helpless because we have the full help from heaven, and we are never hopeless. We are enjoying the hope in Christ. That's why the Lord said at once, many will come from the east and the west. He has his children from everywhere, but not all the people enjoying this truth of being children of God. Let us enjoy this Heavenly Father. Let us remind ourselves that He knows. In all your bad feelings, please remind yourself, God knows. When your mind goes here and there, doubting God, just tell yourself, God knows. And this God is my Father, and He loves me so much. And everything happening around me, just for me, not against me. May God bless you all. Glory to God. Amen.